Find a spot where you will not be disturbed for several minutes, allowing yourself to be relaxed, yet alert and awake. Noticing the breathing, breathing in and breathing out, breathing in and breathing out. Noticing the breathing without needing to change it or alter it, accepting each breath as it is, and letting each breath go to move on to the next one. In this meditative exercise, we will work on dealing with stressors that have occurred in the past, those that may be occurring right now, and personality traits. I will be asking you to choose one prior stressor or traumatic event, one current stressor, and one personality trait for this exercise. And each time you do this meditation, you can choose different ones to work on. And in this way, we'll gradually dissolve and diminish some of the tension in the mind that causes physical symptoms. Breathing in and breathing out. Choosing one event from the past that has bothered you or been on your mind from your list right now. And with this event, notice what happened. But notice it from the safety of this meditative exercise without reacting or responding emotionally to the trauma, but just watching it as if you're watching from afar, from a safe distance. Continuing to breathe in and breathe out. As you notice with fresh eyes this prior event, it won't hurt you anymore. It's in the past. But you can notice what happened as a way of training yourself to react less to it so that it bothers you less and less as time goes by. The event is in the past and won't harm you anymore. The things that can be troubling to us today from these prior events are our reactions to it in the mind, in the unconscious mind particularly. And so now turning attention to some of the reactions that might be occurring in the unconscious, in the inner child mind to this event. The inner child mind might be angry or hurt or resentful or afraid or ashamed of this event. And that's a normal way of the unconscious, the inner child responding. And when you notice these reactions in the unconscious, in the inner child mind, tell the inner child mind to relax, to calm down, that it's okay, that the event is over, it's in the past, and it can't hurt or bother the unconscious anymore. instruct the inner child mind to calm, to reassure it that you will pay attention to it, and it doesn't need to shout or yell or get angry as much as it did in the past about this episode. You may need at times forcefully to instruct the inner child mind to be quiet, to calm down, to take a time out, as you would a petulant child. Breathing in and breathing out. In response to this prior event, there may be some unconscious reactions from the inner parent mind, that will tend to shame you or tell you you should do this or belittle you or you should have done that or you're not good enough or you don't deserve this or that. And those are, again, normal reactions from the inner parent mind. And now we can deal with them, that we are aware of them. We can instruct the inner parent mind to calm down, to relax, that you will listen to it, but that you don't need to respond in this way. Breathing in and breathing out. At times you may need to instruct the inner parent mind to be quiet, to calm down, to shut up even. And that's okay, as we're gradually reducing the reactions in the unconscious mind to this prior event so that they won't harm us anymore. They will not contribute to any physical symptoms in our bodies. Breathing in and breathing out. It is also helpful to notice that there are probably some positive things that have come out of this prior event, even though the event might have been terrible or even horrible. We have grown in some ways, we have distanced ourselves, we have come through it, and we can grow stronger and wiser by this process of recognizing the past and changing our reactions to it, which calms the inner mind and decreases physical symptoms in the body. The event is in the past, and we can choose now to let it go as much as possible and put it behind us. It doesn't need to affect us so strongly anymore. And turning attention to the breathing once again, breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. And now turning our attention to a current stressor from our list, something that might be bothersome or troubling in the present. Noticing this event from a safe distance. By noticing this event during this meditative exercise, without trying to change it or alter it right now, just noticing it from a safe distance, we can gain perspective on it and begin to diminish its effect on our health, on our body. Once we recognize any effects it might have on our health, it will begin to diminish. We will begin to heal. this current event that is troubling us can also elicit reactions in the mind, particularly in the unconscious mind. We may have inner childlike reactions, as everyone does, to this event. The inner child might be angry or resentful or hurt or afraid. And we can recognize this and say to the inner child mind, it's okay, I understand, you'll be okay, I hear you. Begin to relax, begin to let those emotions dissolve gradually. Sometimes we may need to instruct the inner child mind to be quiet, to take a time out, and that's okay. Because in this way, we are diminishing the reactions which might cause physical symptoms. And similarly to this current stressor, there may be inner parent-like reactions telling us we should do this, or should have done that, or should be better, or should be stronger. And these again are normal reactions that everyone has. And we need to recognize those and tell the inner parent mind, it's okay, we understand, we'll be all right, calm down, relax. Take a moment to consider some of the positives that might come out of this current stressor. Even though it might be troublesome, we will learn from it, we will grow from it, and we will gain in some way, even if it's small, as we move on toward health. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. And now turning attention to one of the personality traits from the list. Just choosing one for this exercise, knowing that you can work on any of the others at another time. Might be perfectionism, overly conscientious, dependent, low self-esteem, whatever it is. Just noticing it without judging it or reacting to it right now. Recognizing that personality traits are born and bred into us, and everyone has them. And all personality traits can have a negative side and a positive side. Noticing how this personality trait for you may have caused some problems. Noticing these from a safe distance, without judging yourself harshly, but accepting yourself, and noticing the positive that might also come from this personality trait. Breathing in and breathing out. And noticing that there may be some unconscious reactions in our mind, particularly in the inner child mind, that might occur to this personality trait. The inner child may react with anger or resentment, even toward ourselves. And that's a normal response. And now we can instruct that inner child mind to relax, to calm. Doesn't need to respond quite as vigorously as we recognize it and instruct it to be quiet. And we may also notice inner parent reactions to this personality trait, shoulds, telling us we could or should do better or do differently. And once again, telling that inner parent mind to calm down, to relax, to chill. We'll do it our way. We'll find a way. And in this way, we're better able to accept ourselves and be kind to ourselves for whatever personality traits that we have. Personality traits will not change easily over time, but there are positives to them. And if we accept ourselves and accept these personality traits, we can reduce the chance that they will cause reactions in the unconscious mind that will cause physical symptoms in the body. And as we do these exercises, we're altering how we respond to prior traumatic events. We alter how we respond to current stressors. And we alter how we respond to our own personality traits in such a way to diminish the boiling emotions in the unconscious, to diminish rage and anger that may build up over time. And as we do this, the mind is healing, and there's less tension in the mind, and therefore less tension in the body. We are developing new paths toward responding to life, new paths that are more healthy and healing. Take a few moments now to notice some of the positive things in your life. Some of the things that you have. People who care for you, people you care for. A body that is whole and healthy on the way toward healing. Food to eat, a roof over your head. And take pride in doing these exercises, in taking a path toward healing yourself. Of having value in being alive. And repeat to yourself silently the following phrases. I fully and completely accept myself. I let go of issues that have bothered me in the past. I choose to respond to current stressors so they don't affect my health. I recognize that I am not perfect, but I choose to accept my personality traits and will not let them affect my health. I take pride in doing this work, which helps me to be more in control and more healthy in my mind and in my body.